There are lots of other ferries which cross the river. We can go up to Landshipping Ferry, where there would have been a ferry which rowed across to Picton Point. I'm sure there was probably one between Hook and Bolston, although I haven't got anything definite on that. And as you go further downstream, there was a ferry service between Lorenny Ferry and Roos Ferry, and similarly between Lorenny and Jenkins Point, which would have been Cosheston. And then again, going further down, we would have had Burton Ferry, and Burton Ferry across to Pembroke Ferry, where the pub is in Pembroke Ferry. We still have the names. If you go across to Hazelbeach, we have the ferry inn at Hazelbeach. So one presumes that there would have been a ferry service from Hazelbeach across to Pembroke Dock. Of course, the services across to Pembroke Dock were so important because up until 1926, when the dockyard closed, that would have been a thriving community and would have been a source of, you know, would have had the weekly market there. And so people used the river to go to market rather than the roads possibly to go to Haverford West. So if you were located on the river, Pembroke Dock became your marketplace. There was a steamer which used to come every Monday, I was told, and would come up and pick people up all along the river at the various village communities and then take them down to Pembroke Dock to do their shopping and then bring them back again at the end of the day. So Pembroke Dock was the hub. But of course, the dockyard in Pembroke Dock was also very important and employed large numbers of people. I think it's 5,000 people at one time. And many of the villagers, particularly in Langham and Burton, they worked in the dockyard. So to get across to the dockyard at 6 a.m., they would have to leave their homes and cycle down to Burton Ferry and catch the ferry boat across to Pembroke Dockyard.